Welcome to In Body We Trust, where we explore how trusting the wisdom of the body can lead to greater evolution, expansion, and empowerment. This is a place you can come to listen, learn, and see how cultivating safety and trust within can help you become the unstoppable human you were born to be. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant. I'm so glad that you are here, and welcome to the show. Welcome back. This is Caitlin Grant, and here we are in episode 2. Let's talk about what is really holding you back, the thing that is actually getting in the way. What's really keeping you from standing anchored in your gifts, sharing with the world, being the leader you know you were born to be, and doing all the things? The thing that gets in the way is not your lack of brilliance or certifications or passion or cool factor. What gets in the way is your limbic brain, also known as the threat system. Okay, so the brain isn't a problem per se. Obviously, it's a very important piece of our existence. But truthfully, this part of the brain is where a lot of the fear of being seen and putting yourself out into the world exists. Your brain is constantly on the lookout for threat, and left to its own primitive ways, it will keep holding you back. So I'm going to get a little nerdy here for a second. Stick with me, because I promise you this information is super cool and it's going to be really supportive. All of the information being processed by your brain passes through the limbic system. The limbic system keeps you safe by evaluating whether or not something is a threat. The system also communicates to your autonomic nervous system, telling it if it needs to have a threat response of fight or flight or freeze. The limbic system evaluates for threat by processing information both from your body through like your 5 senses and all of the information generated in your mind or your internal world. So since the brain is hardwired to move us away from pain in order to keep us alive, when you begin thinking about doing something different, especially something that is big and potent, and there's like this level of intimidation or fear, your brain registers that as a threat. And it's like, nope, no thank you. We are not going there. Let's just stay right here. Your limbic brain, your threat system, does not know the difference between real threats, like the actual things that you need to attend to or run away from, like a speeding car coming towards you while you're walking down the street, and the perceived threats, which are things that are created by our mind, such as imagining that every time you do something new, it's going to blow up in your face. Or this story that you're holding on to that you aren't good enough. If you're ready to trust yourself and the wisdom of your body, this is for you. Head over to www.inbodywetrust.com and check out my signature course, Reconnected. It's the ultimate guide to help you cultivate safety and trust in your body, to expand your capacity and presence in the world, and become the unstoppable human you were born to be. That's www.inbodywetrust.com to get started. And for a special listener discount, use the code PODCAST at checkout. Okay, let's get back to the show. And quick pause here, because I do want to point out that I'm using mind and brain differently. Your mind is energy, and it creates energy through thinking and choosing and feeling. It's how you individually and uniquely experience your life. And your physical brain merely responds to and processes all of these experiences of your life. Okay, so back to what is holding you back. A big part of being a leader is showing up, right? In trusting your desires, accepting your calling, or your knowing, whatever it is to you, you then show up for it and for your mission, even when, or especially when, it's terrifying. We have to practice shifting the brain's threat system from running the show, from triggering the nervous system into a stress response, and employing these old patterns that keep you in the same place by shifting into connection to yourself, to your body, and to being in the present moment, which is not threatening. We have to be able to access a state of calm and center within ourselves. And this is something that the mind cannot do for us. We can't think our way into calm. The brain wants your body to think that you're going to die by stepping into your gifts. And if you don't know how to spot the cues and see the giant red flags and get out of the reeling stories of the mind, then your nervous system or your body responds accordingly. You have to disrupt the cycle. Once you understand how your unique body responds, then you can identify your responses as they're happening in real time, in your body, and then move away from that threat response of the limbic brain and into the wisdom of the body, of your gut, or your intuition. And the fastest way to deactivate the fear of putting yourself out there, that fear of visibility, which is hiding your gifts from the world, is to keep showing up. Let the thoughts, let the feelings come through, but reconnect to your body. Breathe slowly and gently, activating your vagus nerve, calming down your entire system so that the reaction and the response is a lot less intense. And then you can refuse to allow the fear to run the show. You will be able to access the courage and the confidence that allows you to show up anyway. You will be teaching your nervous system to separate visibility from threat. The brain loves to say that being visible is a threat, and this is what's keeping so many people from stepping into their true leadership and stepping into their gifts. They don't want to get it wrong. They don't want to say the wrong thing or look like an idiot or give the wrong advice or really be wrong ever, which, newsflash, like, we're human. Sometimes we get it wrong. It's okay. But the brain says, oh my gosh, you're going to die. And so then your nervous system is like, oh, okay, here's all of these physiological responses that we need to employ, because if we're going to die, we either need to fight or run away, or we need to shut down. And we want to stay safe from that threat. So something has to happen. This can look like a panic attack, immobilizing fear, procrastination, like your throat closing up, that feeling of like you just don't know what to say. Maybe your chest tightens. Maybe there's an increase in your heart rate. When we are reaching for new goals or growth, we are stepping into the unknown. We are doing something that is no longer familiar. But what is familiar is what is the same. We already know how to stay where we are and do the things we've been doing, even if they're not working for us. It doesn't require any growth to stay in the familiar. It doesn't require any expansion. It doesn't require us to get uncomfortable at all to stay exactly where we are. So of course, when you get ready to do new things, it feels like sheer terror in your being. And the bigger the thing, the more vulnerable you have to be to put yourself out, that, like, the more intense the fear can be. But you get to put yourself back in the driver's seat. You get to pause, take a step back, and ask, am I actually going to die right now? Is this story that my mind is attaching to my actual reality? No. No, there is not a car speeding towards me. There's not a bear ready to attack me. Oh, I'm actually just about to lead a group facilitation. I'm just teaching my yoga class for the first time. I'm just posting my first blog post about my deepest passions. These things are not going to kill you, but yeah, they are going to stretch you. You can soothe your nervous system and remind yourself that you're not dying, that you can do this. And your brain isn't going to catch on right away and just suddenly, like, stop perceiving these bold moves as threats. Expansion and evolution will continue to push your edge. It is the cycle. Every time that you up level, every time that you're calling in more clients, that you're calling in more money, that you are taking on more responsibility, maybe you want to have a new group program. You want to hire a new teammate. You want to hold space for a larger group of individuals. A new level of unknown can bring you right back into that place of fear. But the good news is that you can learn these tools. You can learn to harness these tools over and over and over to prevent that from derailing you. Each practice is a step in the direction of separating your nervous system's response from the reality of being seen and heard and maybe even loved, because being loved is scary too. These principles don't only apply to stepping into leadership. This will also affect your relationships, your relationship to yourself, most importantly. Being a leader can feel really intense sometimes. So moving in the direction of your dreams, especially when you are the first one in your family or the first one in your community to do something outside of the status quo, can feel even more intense. Like it just, there's this weight to it. But I want you to know that you're not alone in these responses. You're not alone in the fear. It's common. It's more than common. I literally had to record this podcast episode 3 times because I kept choking on my words and over-editing myself so many times because I was afraid of saying the wrong thing. It's completely normal, and your embodied patterns and your stress responses do have a purpose. It's just that the purpose isn't always aligned with what's actually happening in your reality, because the purpose is to keep you alive and away from threat. And it's also important to consider and note that every single person's interaction with fear, everybody's stories, the hard patterns, and even just the lies and the limiting beliefs that they have are going to be different. So depending on what your experience was growing up, what your experience was as a child, with your caregivers, with stepping into new things, with expressing yourself, depending on your experiences, you're going to encounter your stress responses differently. Your body may or may not have the same hardwired response as the person next to you. So a one-size-fits-all approach is really not the answer, because we all come into this place of wanting to expand with a different experience and different wounds. And that means that we may have to take different approaches to reconnect to that sense of safety within ourselves. But it makes sense that being an adult, stepping out to lead, and being seen in this very vulnerable place of facilitating magical experiences or leading a group of people or sharing your dream with an audience, with your clientele, this is you putting your heart and your soul out into the world, and it makes sense that it doesn't always feel like rainbows and butterflies. And it feeling scary does not have to keep you from sharing your gifts anyway. It does not have to hold you back anymore. Gently exposing yourself to consistent low doses of activation, low doses of pushing your edges, while constantly coming back into your sense of safety, reminding yourself and your body that you're okay, that the brain's interpretation of this event being highly dangerous are actually wrong, you get to tell yourself you are safe, you are capable, you are trustworthy. You're just doing something new. This is incredibly supportive in rewiring these old patterns to step into new ways of being so that these things do not continue to hold you back. You get to debunk these unhelpful narratives and these limiting beliefs. So this is also incredibly healing. This is an invitation to create a new connection between trying new things and safety, expansion and safety, listening to your intuition and safety. You get to break the damn cycles, end the patterns, and finally trust yourself. You're on your way to becoming the unstoppable human you're meant to be. I know you are. And in the next episode, we're going to talk more about why no one else has the answer for you, I really hope that you are curious or at least intrigued a bit by human design, because there's going to be some nuggets of wisdom within human design woven into that episode as well. And this all is going to start coming together to give you more of an understanding about why it's so important to come back to your body. So I really appreciate you. I hope that you're enjoying the journey so far. Please share this episode with a friend. Give it a review. I will be forever grateful. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you in episode 3. Thank you so much for being here. Before you go, don't forget to follow the show and leave a 5-star review so more listeners can tune in and learn to trust themselves. If you loved today's conversation, screen cap this episode and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at inbody.wetrust. I'd love to meet you and connect further. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant, and I will see you in the next episode.